Two other sports came to us from very different places. Ice hockey came from Canada. NASCAR racing came from the South. Commentator Frank DeFord says they're now headed in very different directions in terms of their popularity.
The National Hockey League came first, taking on franchises from the United States 80 years ago. In the Northeastern Tier, it became our most successful winter professional sport. Really, it wasn't until well into the 1960s before the NBA began to pass the NHL in popularity. NASCAR, meanwhile, only slowly crept out of its indigenous origins. When the national media deigned to pay any attention to it at all, it was invariably with snobbish disdain, hee-haw, chuckling at the hillbilly music of athletics. But of course, in the last few years, NASCAR has exploded in popularity. Even its most supercilious critics, still baffled by its charm, could see that it was no longer just so much cornpone. NASCAR merchandise annually retails to the tune of $2 billion. And perhaps most important, NASCAR races are now a network staple on both NBC and Fox, with ratings that only football exceeds. Ice hockey, meanwhile, televises terribly. Its ratings are minuscule. Most NHL teams are bleeding money, and now a labor dispute threatens this whole NHL season, which could be catastrophic. I would submit, though, that whether or not the NHL plays this year, NASCAR has already replaced hockey as our fourth team sport. Team sport? Yeah. NASCAR may technically be individuals competing against each other, but it acts like a team sport. It's a league. The same cars, the teams compete week after week. This year, for the first time, it even has a regular season and playoffs, which start this week. The fans don't come out to see cars race. They come out to root for their favorite driver. Hey, just like fans don't go out to see a football game. They go to see their Cowboys play or their Vikings. Why, says Ed Hinton, the top NASCAR journalist who covers the sport for the Tribune Group, NASCAR has its own Yankees and Dodgers, Jeff Gordon and Dale Earnhardt Jr. And there's even a perennial NASCAR Red Sox and Cubs, a driver named Mark Martin, who invariably finishes second or third in the standings. And maybe best of all, in NASCAR, you don't have to worry about your favorite player getting traded to another team. He is the team. It may be very hard for traditionalists to accept it, and it may break the hearts of hockey fans, but the reality today is that in the 21st century, there are four major team sports in the United States, and they are baseball, football, basketball, and NASCAR.
That's our regular commentator, Frank DeFord. His classic novel, Everybody's All-American, has just been reprinted in a special edition. And Frank joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.